You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Take one.
Knock, knock.
Who it is?
Receiving and Dana, and we can't believe you found a fucking podcast.
A podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning.
Steven and Dana, and we're
in the room.
Happy St. Patty's.
Hi.
Who's your St. Patty?
Patty LaBelle.
Patty LaBelle.
Yes. Yours, Stephen?
I mean, obviously Patty LaPone, but there's also, like, St. Miss Patty from Gilmore Girls. There's St. Patty Simcox of Rydell High.
St. Patricia Heaton.
St. Peppermint Patty.
Patty Mayonnaise. Is that her name? Patty Mayonnaise?
Yeah, on Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you I ran into her in a diner with Penny Fuller a couple of weeks ago?
Who? What?
The actress, Constance Schulman, the woman who did the voice of Patty Mayonnaise.
She also plays Yoga Jones on Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
Wait, what is she like in real life?
She is the kindest, sweetest. Reed, her husband, Reed Burney, is my acting teacher. I took his class. And he said, oh, like, this is one of my students. He has a show at the Duplex coming up. And she looks at me. She goes, big eyes. By yourself? I said, I'm doing this one with my friend, but I've done solo ones before and am working on another one. And she grabbed my hand over her, like, eggs.
Boop.
Grabs my hand.
Listeners, we're doing it right now. He has my hand.
She goes, I don't know how you do that. I would be so nervous.
Yeah, same.
And
it's terrifying.
And I was staring at her. I was like, sure you could. I know that you could. That's a ticket I would want to go buy.
That is all different. That's, you know, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey have never done stand-up, or they might have done it once.
Right,
but they're not
into it.
They are not stand-up comedians, yet they are comedians. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, so absolutely, which I get, but she specifically not only has the acting chops to do a one-woman something, but I think she's an interesting person. Like, I would never take an ingenue and be like, do a two-hour one woman.
No, I want to hear her. She's a character actor.
You want
a
Stritch one
artist.
Woman. You want a Jennifer Lewis one woman. You want you want the interesting one. Of the Desperate Housewives, you want Felicity Huffman.
Absolutely.
To have a one woman thing and not like Eva Longoria.
However,
I love Eva Longoria.
However, Eva Longoria has been making waves.
I don't want to go to her stand-up show. I do want to go to Felicity Huffman's.
Mm-hmm.
Eva Longoria's in the Overboard remake.
We're not
Anna
watching
Ferris.
That. We're not watching that. I like Anna Faris,
gender
but I hate...
Gender reversal.
No, come on.
So the guy is the rich one, and she's the poor
schmuck. Do you love Anna Faris?
I love Anna Faris because of House Bunny. Okay. I haven't seen Mom, but I bet it's great. I think that she is funny. I will not see this film.
Will not. We'll resist. What's happened? You have a thing coming up, and where this is going to drop after you've already done the thing.
Right.
But I'm very proud of you, and I'm so excited.
2 days more tired than I am right now.
Uh-huh. I can't wait. We'll talk about it on the next one.
2 days tired or rrr. I mean, is this where we make our announcement?
I think so.
Or do we leave them wanting more?
No, I think up top is great.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls, this is.
Due to overwhelming lack of demand, we are bringing you In the Room with Stephen and Dana live from the West End Lounge.
We will be on the West End. Honey.
Avenue. Yes, we're making our West End Avenue debuts.
If you don't know where it is, what is it, 106?
107, I think.
107 and West End Avenue. It's a cute little cabaret bar setup scene.
Yeah, you walk like downstairs from the sidewalk to get in.
Yeah.
One of those.
I love it. And our good friend Poppy Kramer is now working there. And
there's a great room.
I feel like we're in good hands.
There's a great room. And while there is a minimum, they have a food menu. So you can get a drink, you can get a cheesy tot, you could have a wing.
A cheesy tot? We have sampled the menu.
They have the kind of mozzarella sticks that when you bite into it and pull it away from your face, there's actual, like, there's a thing of cheese that goes with it. It doesn't just break off.
I couldn't extend my arm farther away from myself.
Yeah, you had to go Gadget mozzarella stick. Yes, so that will be on May 6th, 5-6, from 7 p.m. to a soft 8 p.m.
A soft 8 p.m. means 9 p.m.?
Yep.
So actually,
but that doesn't look as good on a poster.
Actually, we could do 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That also doesn't make sense.
It's like my birthday. Did you know my birthday is all the numbers in sequence from 1 to 9?
What?
I know, son of a fucking math teacher. Get this.
You and Pi Day.
My birthday in its entirety. Oh, I can't put this on.
Why?
I don't like when people know my birthday.
It'll be on your Wikipedia page when you're famous.
My birthday is 1-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9.
What's the 1-1? Oh, when you were born.
I was
time.
Born at 11:23.
I was born at 11:17.
And 45 seconds. 6th month, 7th day, 1989.
That's some nerd-ass shit right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Denise.
What have we done since... Well, okay, so live show. Very excited.
Information to come. We don't know anything yet.
I've never done my own, not my own, but that I've put on.
Sure.
Show. That's kind of like a bucket list thing for me in New York.
Get into it.
I am into it. I mean, I've been part of other people's, but this is very exciting, and thank you for making it happen.
Happy to be involved. Names will be dropped, honey.
We're going to make a mess.
You also can't have a fucking cheese tot if you're not there.
We did sample the menu. It's fabulous.
Yeah, the wings are approved by me.
We did a drive-by of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, we got to go through the kitchen.
We did a run-by fruiting.
So, I mean, tweet us or email us and let us know what you'd like to see at that live show. We'll take suggestions.
That's a great idea, Stephen.
I mean, I like to give the people what they want.
Honey, last episode was Paul Kanan.
That feels like 3 years ago.
Yep, a lot has happened. All of this has happened.
I went to Joel Wagner's show at Joe's Pub.
That is way later in this episode.
You went too.
I know, but that's literally last night. So we need to start from like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, P.S. There's no guest today. You're stuck with us. And we haven't hung out before this, and we turned on the mic, so you're getting it all.
Oh, my God. This is fucking awful.
You're getting it all fresh.
I went to my friend Bree's birthday.
Great.
Where we're starting to up our lesbian game a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It was very fun. She, I think, is a listener.
I thought you were going to say a lesbian.
She is a lesbian.
I know that.
I mean, she's great. really great.
I've met Bree twice.
Yes.
At her birthday last year.
Uh-huh.
And when we went to that free Jello shots if you show up on time party.
Ah, yes! So Bree's birthday. Very lesbian night, as well as the cast and crew, which were all straight dudes from Billions, because her girlfriend works on Billions. So it was like a bunch of really tall straight guys and us kind of bar hopping lesbian bars, like Henrietta Hudson. They were living their dreams.
What's Henrietta Hudson?
Henrietta Hudson is on Hudson. It's kind of by Cubbyhole, little jaunt, but it's a big lesbian bar.
I thought the Cubbyhole was the only one.
No.
Oh, I want to go there.
There's Henrietta Hudson, and I think there used to be a really fancy one called the Dalloway, which I was super into, but then it shut down. I'm like, ugh. No, there's not a fancy one. All these other ones just smell like armpits. Lived.
No.
Lived.
Dana's on a web series.
I'm not. I kind of make a drive-by on a web series. But I was part of it very randomly, and it's also lesbian content written by lesbians. Yeah, it stars Rachel Paulson. Oh, and if Rachel Paulson looks like Sarah Paulson, that's because it's her sister.
So. Sister.
I don't know. It's called Dating Zoe. So, you know.
Have you ever dated a Zoe?
I had to think about it. No, I haven't. I don't really know a Zoe. Except Zoe Kravitz, who I'm obsessed with. Obsessed with. So yeah, watch Dating Zoe. You can watch it on, I believe, Go Magazine's website. They have, like, Go TV, which didn't know about. Good to know. Yeah, I mean, just, like, lesbian media. Get into it.
Queen.
Yeah.
I've just kind of been rehearsing. Rehearsal, rehearsal. Work, rehearsal. Go with Dana to the West End Lounge. So I've just been rehearsing. So every page says R-E-H. Yeah. I saw guest Penny Fuller in a reading.
You did?
In a reading.
What did she do?
She played an actress that was once the top of the world and has since just kind of like chosen a new life, lives with her sister. It's a nice life. She's happy. She's doing benefits and stuff just outside of New York. And this relationship she forms with this girl who works for a thing doing a thing. Hung out with Kevin Thomas Garcia.
Was that Pancake Day?
No, that was International Pancake Day when we did pancakes. It's a different
this
day.
It's a great episode.
No, this was, I just went over there because I wanted to, oh, my roommate was home and I wanted to rehearse more after rehearsal. So I was like, can I use your apartment? So I let myself in. And we ordered Domino's.
So he was there?
Eventually.
Eventually, got it.
Imagine Kevin's just there, like, watching TV, and I'm like, can I rehearse in your house?
That was what I was imagining.
I'm, like, doing the jigsaw puzzle. He's on the couch. I'm just belting. Went to Joel Wagner's show at Joe's Pub with Dana.
You know what, Joel Wagner, can we talk about it a little bit and not just drive by
it? No, of course.
Yeah,
that's okay. The only thing I've done to talk about. I'm like, rehearsal. So first we did this song, and I fucked it up the first time, so we had to go back from the top of Corn.
Oh, shit.
I love Connie and Carla. From the top of Corn. It's so funny.
Joel Wagner is so, so, so special. I think he's so talented. So funny, so silly. He makes you like, well, mate, I'm going to speak for myself. Like, barf, scream, cry, laugh. And then he really brings it down. And he's also a very serious and tender person. And we'll let you have that too. And I think that's such a great cabaret formula. It's like, if you can do it all, let me have it. And he was showing you his full self, his full range of flying his freak flag. And I just loved it. I'm like, I can see you clearly. And, you know, he had a great message at the end that was like, go do the thing. Don't wait to get permission from anyone. Do the thing. And I left there like, yes, like these are things. It's going to be very hard for me to be silly at our live show. And I need to keep remembering like, oh no, that's what like makes me good. You know, that's what makes me not good as in professional or entertaining. That's just what makes me me. Even like here, I'm just like, I feel weird because I'm kind of like locked in as like, now it's, we're recording and what am I really like off this stupid mic?
You don't want to know.
That's what people, you don't want to know.
You don't want them to know.
You don't want them to know. But you do. I do.
I accidentally found out.
But I,
No, I could have said it better.
I love Joel, like what he gave. And yeah. I thanked him for it. He did that
on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up with three notes written down on a crumbled up piece of paper that came out of your backpack.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't know, and it was before his show, and he was working on this show, and yet his brain was in a million different places. But he's so able to be present, and if you're in the room with him, you're in the room with him.
That's a person who's done the work.
He connected with everybody eye to eye, it felt.
Yes. Yes. He treats his audience with the most intuition. You know, he's someone who is a gifted, very natural performer, so he knows if we need to laugh again immediately or if we're feeling a little down, because he did have some serious songs. A few, but most of it was very up and funny, and his banter was brilliant because he's Brill, and I'm very proud of him.
I am too.
And
Bonnie Milligan.
So impressed. Yes, and podcast guest Bonnie Milligan, who I don't even know how she does that with her vocal cords.
It would be an interesting video, right? Like, somebody should...
Like, how do you do that? It's I like know. A belty... Like, there's no limit to what she can do. Ugh, she's... her fucking stage presence, too. It's great.
I can't wait to see her in her show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Instagram things that we like, I think we should share. From our marriage bed.
One. That's... an excellent segment.
What do people do when they're not on mic? So Stephen and I like to have a night, or not. Even when we're not having a night, we're having a night. And then we get a little toasty, and we immediately... We're already in our soft clothes, and we immediately open If You High.
If You High on Instagram mm-hmm. is such a treat.
I mean, it is great if you high.
It is.
But it's also great if you're not high.
They're just like, they're videos of my most recent favorite one is, it's a video camera attached to the bottom of the, like, car that drives and paints the lines.
Yes!
Have you seen it yet?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to show it to you right now.
Yes, anything that's paint, like, so calligraphy, Stephen loves the calligraphy.
If you're listening right now, go to If You High, one word, no debt, nothing, and there's a video... And it's like yellow paint, streetlight. I'll wait a second. So open that up and just watch that.
Yeah,
it's so satisfying. It's just you
or
see
watching
the paint
people,
coming out of the nozzle and hitting the street while the car is moving, and it's painting.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And they're perfectly parallel, and you can sort of see where the old lines used to be.
I like seeing which of my friends have also liked these. There's a lot of cake decorating ones.
Yeah, I like this one of, like, a strawberry milkshake in a blender.
Oh!
It's so weird. And how somebody recorded that without making a total mess in their
house.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then what's the other one that we like? You showed me her.
Oh, I thought you meant on If You High.
No.
There's a girl that I used to follow years ago. And then she disappeared. Her account disappeared. And I was like, shit. Well, that's a bummer. Found her. She's back with 1.1 million followers.
She's back, baby!
Back in the day, she did a video where she's, like, in the car, and she goes, she's talking about Beyonce and how, you know, Beyonce's so fancy and how whatever. She goes, I be drinking watermelon. And then into the frame comes a can of watermelon Arizona tea. And she goes, bitch, me too. You think you fancy, bitch? I will never forget it. I think I even downloaded it. I think I, like, broke the law and downloaded a YouTube video and saved it somewhere.
Broke the law.
So good.
So what's
her
name?
Okay, she's back, and she, I presume, has found Jesus in her life. So Jay, it's Just Livin' Baby, but it's J-S-T-L-B-B-Y.
And God bless.
Her name is listed as, like where it says, like, Stephen Farrisier, Dana Craig. Her says, God first.
Can we play a little bit?
An audio? Yeah. She also has, like, these really long acrylic nails, and they're always fabulous.
Oh, she's
but it,
such
like,
a visual
it
artist.
It blows my mind that she's able to, like, do things with them.
Respect, self-care, and self-love. Those are three things that are dealing with you. Self, you feel me? And once you're in tune with those three things, you know your worth. You know yourself. You know what you deserve. And you take nothing less. You feel me? When it comes to these guys, ladies, you don't have to be crying. You don't have to be going through heartbreak because you don't have to deal with it. It's what you're doing and what you're accepting, what you're putting yourself through. Don't be so eager. Don't be so thirsty. Resist. Hold back. Question. Shit.
Another one I love.
Yes. Continue.
Is, I want to make sure that I shout her out right. Official Bonnet Chronicles.
Yes. So important.
And she does all the videos in, like, a shower cap.
Mm-hmm.
A different,
very important for that visual.
Yeah. No, she's nailing it. She is giving you wisdom. She is giving you truth. She has 1.9 million followers.
Come on.
She's nailing it. Her name is Tammy Roman. Get into it. Which is funny. I've been saying get into it for years. But she says get into it.
Get into it.
And I'm into it. I'm into it.
Get into it.
Isn't that a tax software, into it?
Maybe. I don't like that cat's puke. Can you
please? Neither do I.
Okay. But I didn't know if you, like, loved it.
Yeah, I'm just like, Normie, come on. Come puke.
Steven hates houseplants, yet he loves when cats puke on his floor.
Nobody loves that. I mean, I love when they puke on the floor as opposed to my bed.
Has the cat puked anywhere that I've sat or slept?
Absolutely.
Steven.
So fun.
Steven.
Not my bed.
You guys, I got a new gel memory foam mattress.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking game changer.
I'm telling you.
I slept through the entire night. That's never happened.
Never.
Never.
Not
once.
Even to pee?
Peed once. Yeah, I'm taking those out because, like, I have to. But
I don't remember the last time I woke up in the middle of the night to pee.
You are not perimenopausal. Yeah, highly suggest getting a gel memory foam. And gel because it's cooling for those night sweats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the meat sweats and the night sweats.
My whole
I'm
mattress
really a package.
Is foam. Like, I don't have the topper, though. Like, it's... like 8 inches of, like, not the memory foam, but a foam. And then the top inch or two is the memory foam. So it's supportive. And
yes. Like, yes. I've been sleeping over at Steven's for about a year and a half. And non-consecutively. Just realized it was memory foam. Because I was like, why is there an imprint of my body
on this side of the bed?
Like, I can't actually move. I'm in a cookie cutter situation.
Of yourself.
I'm in a cookie cutter of myself. He's like, yeah, bitch, it's memory foam. I'm like, ooh, that's
it
cool.
It will remember you.
What else? Weight Watchers Freestyle.
How's that going?
We stopped doing it. I did it for about 3 days. And then Drew Hollenbeck, loyal listener, good friend, Drew Hollenbeck gave me a HelloFresh free week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that fucks it up because I wasn't getting groceries for myself. I have to make these items. And then you have to kind of, like, sign up. Forgot to cancel it. So then got a second week of HelloFresh that I did pay for. unknowingly.
Is the food good?
Yeah, it's great. But
so you're
I was
mad that you spent the money.
No, I'm not mad.
But you're mad that you couldn't go back
because
and get
free stuff. HelloFresh, not a sponsor, it makes you feel like a goddamn chef. And the food is great. Great!
All right, get into it.
Add a panko breadcrumb to anything? Fancy. Throw some mozzarella? Fancy.
That's the title of this podcast.
No, it's not.
Add a panko breadcrumb.
So, I like HelloFresh, but now that I dabbled in the Weight Watchers freestyle, I will now start being unhappy for a length of time.
Well, you're doing really well today. You're going to the gym after this.
I am. Thank you so much.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I also want to say thank you for editing all of these episodes.
You are so welcome.
You really work hard on that shit.
If anyone thinks that the editing is awful, which you may...
To edit a one-hour episode for her takes about 8 hours. And not
because
she's
one-hour
slow,
episode?
But because she listens to it and makes notes and then goes back and fixes and takes out the
I would
dead
say
spots.
I would say 4 hours.
Oh, four? You've sped up.
Actually, 4 hours. For a one-hour thing.
Yeah.
Because I do edit out a lot.
But?
A lot.
Not at the live show.
Not at the live show.
At the live show episode, sure.
You guys, that's going to be a really bad idea. What else? Oh, I'm redoing my kitchen. We both have home projects that we're kind of obsessed with at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to do... We picked our colors today. I just got back from Sherwin-Williams on Ditmars.
How are you doing?
They have free coffee. Great. Sherwin-Williams, how you doing?
We went to that Sherwin-Williams together once.
We did, when I was redoing my home.
And then you got me drunk across the street, and I had to cancel last minute because there were no trains.
I
to the
love
city.
The paint store because it takes about a half hour to walk there. But across the street is Single Cut Beersmiths, which is a cool warehousey brewery in Astoria. And,
they give free tours.
I try to make as many paint projects happen as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do like a chalkboard paint moment for something. Maybe pantry door. What? Bad?
I think you're going to hate that.
Why?
I think that's going to be fun for a minute.
And then awful? Pantry door is always not shown. Anyway. Yeah.
It sounds like a fun idea.
And then bad.
And then you're like, oh, I gotta wipe it off, and I gotta, like, write what I'm gonna write.
What? Yeah. That's fun. No?
I would sooner do, like, a magnet paint.
A magnet paint?
Because then you can magnet on a section.
What the fuck is magnet paint?
It's magnetic paint. Or maybe it's a primer. I don't know. Or maybe it's both. Maybe there's a primer version and a thing. But you paint it.
Well,
maybe
I
it is
it.
A primer because then it can be whatever color you paint over it. But there's like a thing.
I mean, that investment was literally $17 Great. Total. So we might not use it. But our kitchen is going to be...
It might be fun for Kathleen.
Yellow. Kathleen, for what?
Like just like...
A section of
something that's out on Kathleen,
right.
Or a section,
right?
Because then you can like summer games. You can do like a big tic tac toe board.
You know what I'm gonna fucking do?
What?
I'm gonna do chalkboard paint on the Discovery surfboard that I have. You know, networks like to give presents that are totally unhelpful or useful. That's a good idea, though. So yeah, so we're gonna do a yellow kitchen.
Do it on something that's like meant to be a toy. Don't try and keep your grocery list on chalkboard paint.
You guys, we are coming to you from Midtown in a studio, and today is St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
And we are surrounded by Irish pubs.
And all the white people in them.
All straight white people. I'm Irish. I love St. Patrick's Day. I love Chicago on St. Patrick's Day because they dye the river green. Like,
did they do
Oz.
It today?
Oh, yeah, probably. Check Orfe's Instagram.
Orfe's been posting Paulette pictures all day.
Oh, why?
Oh, sorry, everyone. Should have muted. Why? Because Paulette fell in love with the Irish guy. Ireland.
Oh, that's right. What a fucking weird. Oh, I have some questions for you. Do you want to do... You don't have the thing. The list.
Of what list?
The favorite cereal.
Of course
favorite
I do.
Favorite prison... Can we do each other? Or is that too much?
Sure. Let's try it.
You guys, I have a hot tip. Jane Fonda loves hot dogs.
Great. What's your favorite show?
Will and Grace.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Oh. Lady Bird?
Probably.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you ate?
Egg whites, spinach, mushrooms, olive oil, salt, pepper.
What do you wish the last thing you ate was?
Pumpkin pancakes.
Give me your best four bars of Gypsy.
Some people can get a thrill. Is that four bars? Sherry Sanders, is that four bars?
One bar. That was one bar.
Knitting sweaters and sitting still.
Two bars.
That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive.
That's four bars.
Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasure. I'm also trying to be very quiet because there's someone editing in the next room. And that's so weird. We hope you can't hear it, but whatever.
Lacusa or Lipa?
Don't know. Don't care.
Heels or flats?
Wait, Lipa. Who did Wild Party with What's-Her-Face? Toni Collette.
Lacusa.
Then Lacusa.
Heels or flats?
Heels get me off.
Who was your fourth grade teacher?
Oh,
seriously?
No. You know my brain. It doesn't work. I was very influenced by my fifth grade teacher, so the fourth grade teacher was not a huge deal. Mrs. Bergen, not Candace.
How many years have you lived in New York?
9 and a half.
Celebrity crush?
At the moment, it's always kind of Kate Winslet. And Zoe Kravitz.
Who would you love to work with?
Joel Wagoner.
Who do you never hope to work with?
Harvey Weinstein.
Well played. Davis or Crawford?
Davis.
What do you order at Hooters?
What Natalie tells me to order.
What's your favorite cereal?
Oh, I love cereal. But I do love a Captain Crunch. And I love a peanut butter Captain Crunch.
If you're in a crisis, who do you call? Annalise Keating or Olivia Pope?
Pope. No, wait, Keating.
Did I say Viola Davis or Olivia Pope? I meant Annalise Keating or Olivia Pope. Annalise Keating is played by Viola Davis.
Oh, then Keating, because I have seen that show.
And Olivia Pope is played by Kerry Washington. Would you rather your mom or your boss get their hands on your camera roll?
Both are mildly terrifying. My mom, obviously.
Uptown or downtown?
Oh, God, both are so delightful. Downtown.
Red, white, or rosé?
White.
And last, but certainly not least.
God.
What's yodeling got to do with it?
It has everything to do with it. And if you can yodel, it makes your life 10 times better.
Great.
Because you'll fucking yodel everywhere.
Yodel
right?
All over this land if I had a yodel.
My grandpa really wanted me to learn how to yodel. And so I kind of know how to yodel a little bit.
Yodel, like, in big business.
Yodel-ole. Wait, I don't even know, like...
Sound of Music.
Hello, Jupiter Hollow. I know you're doing fine. Every day you work the factory. Every night, a jug of wine. Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga. Kick them in their little old yahoo, little old yahoo, their little old yahoo, and my sister Rose is gonna kick them in their little old yahoo. Lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, ooh.
I wish you could see Dana's chin. Can you make an Instagram
lady,
account for your chin?
Yes, yes, absolutely. How dare you, which is why we're doing Weight Watchers Freestyle. Because I want only one.
I never said chins.
Whatever.
I'm saying it moves a lot.
My chin does look like a puppet chin. I look like a nutcracker.
Yeah, you do.
It looks like my chin was made
you
separately.
You look like the chipmunk emoji.
All right, so I'm going to do you.
Are you?
Yeah, of course.
Stephen Ferrazzi.
Yep.
Of the Thousand Oaks Ferrazzis.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite show?
Into the Woods.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Phantom Thread? Did we see that after Lady Bird? It was
Maybe.
Phantom Thread or Lady Bird, I think.
Maybe.
I've been wanting to go, but everything's been such crap.
Last thing you ate?
Harvest Snaps Snap Pea Crisps. Original green pea crisps baked. Lightly salted.
I love those.
Yeah.
I ate an entire bag.
Elizabeth Ashley got me hooked on
those. Yeah. They're really good. What do you wish the last thing you ate was?
Oh my god, the pizza that John just texted me.
Best four bars of Gypsy.
Little lamb, da 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 da. Little lamb, I wonder how old I am. Little.
All right, that's great. We'll call you back if you're a fit. Lacusa or Lipa?
Lacusa.
Heels of flats.
Flats.
Who was your fourth grade teacher?
Mr. Keller.
Years in New York City?
10 plus.
Celeb crush?
Edward Norton.
Who would you love to work with?
Bernadette Peters.
Who would you never hope to work with?
A bad lighting designer.
Hallelujah. Davis or Crawford?
Davis.
What do you order at Hooters?
Wings, fries. If I'm feeling fancy, like one of the crab legs. If I'm feeling fancy and have some money to toss at people.
Favorite cereal?
Grape Nuts.
You're in a crisis. Who do you call? Annalise Keating or Olivia Pope?
I mean, I want to say both now that those series have crossed over and had a joint.
They did?
Yeah, Annalise and Olivia met.
Fantastic.
In the world. Yeah, that was a big deal. But I'm going to say Olivia Pope for a crisis.
Your mom or boss gets hands on your camera roll. Which is the lesser of two evils? You have multiple bosses.
I have multiple bosses, and I think for the most part it's bosses. Bosses.
Uptown or downtown?
Uptown.
Red, white, or rosé?
Rosé.
What couldn't you help but wonder?
Why the fuck did I get into this thing with you in the first place? No, what couldn't I help but wonder? Why the fuck? Starbucks is so understaffed on a Saturday.
On St. Patrick's Day, when people are getting shamrock shakes. They don't? I know it's a McDonald's thing, but don't they have, like...
Do you think Jamba Juice is doing some sort of, like, minty...
I don't know, but I feel like any beverage maker is doing a St. Patty's Day thing.
I mean, you could get a green tea.
What else is happening?
I'm excited for our live show.
Me too.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
I think it'll be just what we expect it'll be.
I think it's just enough.
Oh, I have a question for you. Just because I thought of it. What is something that people kept telling you to get into and you resisted for a long time, but ultimately took the bait and loved? Because I hate when people tell me that I will love something.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately...
Go in here.
Yeah, I get... like really weird about it. I'm like,
that's a good question.
Or like, hey, you'll love Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and then I don't watch it for 3 years.
Well,
and then I start watching it and I really love it.
It's
yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
it's a great question.
Donna Lynn Champlin. She's fantastic.
She and Kate Baldwin have the same hair person in here.
No.
Yeah.
She is fearless. She is so funny. Fuck.
Have you finished season 3 yet?
No.
How far in are you?
I don't know. 3 episodes?
Oh, okay. I can't...
Listen, I had to get through Drag Race, and I...
I mean, that's something I'm still resisting.
I'm happy with Drag Race in general. What are you talking about?
Well, you asked me, like, what's something I resisted for a long time and ultimately loved. I'm telling you,
But you've seen episodes.
Of Drag Race?
Yeah.
Like, two, because Tony made me watch them.
And you, Kevin made you watch one.
Oh, yeah, Kevin
the finale
made me watch
of
one.
Last
I forgot.
Year.
See? Just not me there.
I am so... I mean, I'm happy that Trixie won, because she's
Is that a spoiler alert at this point?
No, who cares? Who fucking cares? I mean, I'm just talking into a void at this point.
You're not thrilled.
I love Trixie. She's fantastic. She is a winner. She already has her own TV show on TV.
I know a couple people that played on her album. I think Joel Wagner played on her album.
She's from my alma mater. She's from Wisconsin. He's great. Brian Ferkus is great. The thing that I'm mad about, and a lot of people are gagged by, is that Shangela was not in the top two. So they had four queens for the finale. The already eliminated queens came back, and they got to choose the two that get sideswept. So the top
two... How is it normally done?
There is no normal for All-Stars. So all of the rules keep changing. There's gags. There's all kinds of shit. They chose incorrectly. It should have been Shangela, who is Jennifer Lewis's bestie.
And Trixie. Should have been those two.
Should have been. I'm thrilled with Trixie winning. But Shangela was in the bottom two and was, like, incredibly incorrect. I love Kennedy. She's...
Who did you watch it with? Drew?
I watched it with Drew. I watched it last night with Drew and Brian and Sander.
What was the reaction in the room when that happened?
It's across the board. Everyone is
just like...
No, but
I'm saying,
like,
physically, like, were you on your feet? Did you fall down?
No, we're all exhausted by it at this point, because it's like, then who wins? Is the person who's best going to win? Or is it going to be people who are, like, vindictive, saying, like, we don't like you, you're going to be in bottom two? Like, there are no rules. So it's hard to be on... It's hard to see a game being played when the rules are not laid out, you know? That's what I was upset by. Kennedy's great. Kennedy can kick her face. She's always the one doing splits and jumping and gaga, and her dancing is incredible. And she always looks great. Her makeup is incredible. She always has on, like, fantastic accoutrement. And she's so blasé. Like, she's an old queen, so she's kind of over it. And so she's not, like, thirsty for it the way that Shangela is. Like, Shangela certainly is gunning for a crown of some sort. But Kennedy has been in the bottom two in all of these challenges, and Shangela's been, like, knocking
it out. Do you think
that
was scripted? Like, do you think that they got to choose with air quotes?
Yeah. They got
to
choose.
Do you think the producers were like, so you're gonna say that these two are
no,
good.
No.
You think that was real?
Yeah.
So Shangela was not, like, a house favorite.
Amongst
among
the drag queens. They all got to plead their case. So Trixie went into the room with all of the disgruntled queens thus far and got to say, like, you know, I've really worked for this. I think I deserve the crown because XYZ. Shangela goes in there. Kennedy goes in there. Bibi, bless her, goes in there. Bibi North was there. And Kennedy was like, I'm an old queen. She plays the victim card a lot. Like, I'm not as popular as the rest of you guys, and blah, 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 blah. So they might've felt sorry for her, but, Shangela definitely should have been in the top two. And that is an opinion of, I think, at least 90% of the people who have watched it this season. That's all. Love you. You worked really hard. And I love that Trixie won. She's fantastic. But
okay.
I'm just so upset. So upset.
Let us know what you want to see or hear at the live show. What guests have we interviewed that you'd like to see or hear from?
Oh, yeah. It'll be all past guests. Not all past guests, but
there will
there's
be
not going to
be
a new guest.
There will
guest.
Be representation of past. There might be a new guest.
this is news.
I've been telling you this.
No, I've asked you explicitly. I was like, so we're not interviewing a new person.
I said that there should be a new face.
This is the first time you're telling me this.
That's not true.
You're like, no, it's going to be all, like, past people, yeah. I'm like, okay, fine.
But then also a new face that we, like, pull out of the crowd.
This is also, you said that, like, Mike Haviland. That's not a person. That's our friends.
But
you're not talking about, like, a new actual person.
Oh, no, I'm not calling, like, Katie Finner and being like, oh, my show.
Okay, so Mike Haviland is not a person. You're talking about audience participation bits.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. We're not going to, like, interview a new person.
No, we're not doing...
Like, hey, tell us about yourself.
Right. We're not doing all that. We're doing it's gonna 10 be or 15 more... minutes with a this. We'll do a thing.
It's not like an interview on stage.
Correct.
It's not the podcast live.
Correct.
It will be podcast shenanigans
live.
We'll
be a live podcast. Podcast.
Bye, guys. See you in April.
Bye.
Bye. That was horrendous.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazi
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.